Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds.
Let the truth!
I'll set you free!
You can't handle the truth!
We came, we saw, we kicked his ass!
That's not how the Force works. Oh, really, you're cold?
I'm gonna make him an offer again.
I'd buy that for a dollar!
Oh, I'm sorry, did I break your concentration?
Hasta la vista, baby. I don't have friends. I got family.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
I can do this all day.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Hello, and welcome back to the Creative Control Movie Podcast. I'm your host, Kenan, and thank you for joining us for our latest episode. Joining me today from the team, we have Neil and Sasha. How are you doing, gentlemen?
Doing good. How are you?
Very good. Excited for today's episode. So we are here today to do some creative casting. So again, like the podcast suggests, if we had creative control, what do we do if? And today our creative casting is Superman Legacy. Superman Legacy, if you're not aware, is part of the new DCU, which is being helmed by co-CEO James Gunn, who's also writing and directing this movie. Is going to be released on the 11th of July, 2025. No casting has officially been done yet. James Gunn is still writing the script, but he has, like I said, confirmed he's directing. So, you know, the team here, we're going to put together our cast of like the key members of the Superman reoccurring characters. Just before we go into that, what I'll do is lay the groundwork a little bit in terms of what James Gunn has said he is doing with this movie. And so the kind of the tone. So that's kind of helped me in terms of my direction of where I've gone with my casting choices. Mm-hmm. So he said, this version of Superman, so Superman Legacy tells the story of Superman's journey to reconcile his Kryptonian heritage with his human upbringing as Clark Kent of Smallville, Kansas. He is the embodiment of truth, justice, and the American way, guided by human kindness in a world that sees kindness as old-fashioned. He has gone on to say in separate tweets that his Superman, his only weakness is that he is unable or not willing to kill anyone. So that is part of his DNA. So what that leads into him being able to do and not to do, obviously those controversies with Man of Steel and how he dealt with Zod at the end of that movie, but he's made very clear that's not what he is. I think it may provide more conflict for the character maybe in terms of what he can and can't do, or whether it's just hands off. No, that's not an option. It's not going to be an origin movie, so you know, we might see some stuff in flashbacks and some nods, but you know, he is Superman, he is Clark Kent, he is working at the Daily Planet, and he's a little bit younger than what we've maybe seen previously. He is going to, I think, be under 40. He hasn't been specific on that, you know, and again, the actor might be above that who plays him. But you know, what I've done is I've kind of gone for more of a younger cast. And what I've tried to do is think of this as more of like a trilogy, and the fact that DCU is going to maybe go on, say, for 10 years with these characters. So I've tried to cast sort of like 25 to 30, and that's kind of where I've based a lot of mine on. I don't know what you guys have done, so I'll have to wait and see. So like I said, let's start off with Superman. And I think there's only one place we can start when it comes to DC. Here's our DC guru. Here's Neil. Neil, give me your Man of Steel.
I had three choices,
mm-hmm.
and I'm still like trying to decide between the three of them which one I like most.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I said three. There is four, but one of them is very slim. So the first one is Scott Eastwood.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like,
that's interesting. That wasn't on my list at all.
Yeah, Scott Eastwood, he's got it. I mean, he's got a little something about him that I'm like, yeah, you got a little Superman in you. Second choice.
Okay,
was
so awesome. Yeah, he's 37 years old. So
yeah,
you know,
that's why I said he's the oldest in my choosing.
Yeah, but he could fit the bill. That's still a decent age, you know, 10 years on that going into 47, you know. A lot of the Marvel actors were like late 30s, early 40s, when they started their role. Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Yeah, so Scott Eastman is first one. Austin Butler was my second.
I saw this a lot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got him on my list.
Yeah, I think, because I mean, to be honest, I'd never heard of him until I saw Elvis. But
that's the main thing he's in. He's in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood as well. He's Tex.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, he's Tex. Yeah, he is.
Tex.
I know we can take a dog food can to the face. So, yeah, that there. Yeah. Right. Well, yeah.
I don't know. I think he should lose points for that.
So, like, he's got. There are moments in Elvis where the camera is really, really on his face and, like, obviously the hair's, like, in front of his face. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, yeah, you look like a young Superman.
I can see that. Yeah, I can see that. He'd have to work on his accent. He'll have to do some more voice training.
Yeah.
You have to lose that twang he's got. But, I can see that. And I've seen that a lot online in terms of, you know, people's potential favourites for this role. So, I can see it.
Yeah. And my last two both come from the same place. Darcy Montgomery and Joe Keery from Stranger Things.
Darcy, I know. And who was the other one?
Joe Keery. Harrington.
Steve. Oh, right. Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
But I'm like, I think even though... You know, Joe Keery is not the most muscular of individuals. Mm-hmm. When I think back to it, you know, I mean, look, we live in an age where once you got the role and they're like, listen, you got 6 months to get into superhero shape. We give you a personal trainer and a nutritionist and all of that. I'm like, as long as you have the acting chops, you're probably good.
Okay.
So yeah,
that's interesting because I have him, but for another character. Okay, so did you have one? Oh no, so those are your last two. So kind of putting it out there, if you had creative control, who would be, do you think, your first choice? Obviously, you need to screen test these people. When they screen test, you get them in the suit, you'll get a different vibe. Mm. But just off what you know about them, who do you think is your favorite?
Scott Eastwood.
Okay.
I mean, it's weird. He's the shortest of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But he just has that all-American... I mean, he was raised in California, but he's got that all-American farm boy look, you know.
Yeah, farm boy look,
Like, you were on the football team. Yeah, you were helping out on the farm. Yeah, you're built for this.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool. All right, solid choices. Sasha, who do you have for Man of Steel?
Man of Steel? Mm-hmm. Okay, so I've got quite a few different people for Man of Steel. Darren Criss from Glee. He's also voiced Superman in Legions of Superheroes.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. He's a TV actor. He's not very well known. He was in the film Midway with Tom Hanks. He's been in the Flash, but like, you know what I mean? Like a TV show and stuff, but only like as a, you know, walk on guest kind of thing. He's very much a TV actor. That's not very well known. He's got the look. He's been on a lot of the shortlists and stuff. And when I looked at his show reel, I was like, I can kind of see it. You know what I mean? A lot of these actors that I am going to pick are going to be relatively people that have been about but not really had their shot kind of thing.
Yeah.
And ultimately, my main choice is an unknown actor that I haven't seen before. So, you know what I mean? I don't look for known actors in my Superman. Mm-hmm. I look for unknown actors. So the ones I have on my list are up and coming, but that's not necessarily someone I want. But remember, Christopher Lee, Brandon Routh, even Henry Cavill were all unknowns. Like Henry Cavill had done, you know, he's probably in this list. You know what I mean? Because he'd done a lot of TV, a lot of stuff, but he'd never had his hit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's where I kind of got Darren Criss kind of from.
Because he was also in American Crime Story, like Versace. Now, I've never seen it, but I heard he was really good in it.
Yeah.
Because I've only ever seen the O.J. Simpson one. I haven't seen that one. But yeah, I know him very well from Glee. And I suppose when I think of the name and think of him, Glee, he's obviously a lot younger and is a very different character.
Yeah, totally.
But when you think of him now, what he looks like now, I was like, I can see that.
Yeah, so next up on my list is Jacob Elordi. He's in Euphoria with what's her face?
Zendaya. Not
from Spider-Man. Yeah, Zendaya. Mm-hmm. He's in that. He's in a film called Deep Water that came out last year. Mm-hmm. You know, he's in the Crocodile Dundee.
He's in the Kissing Booth.
Yeah, Kissing Booth. Yeah, that guy.
Two, three of them, I think. Yeah.
Look.
Yeah, so I think he's definitely got the chops for a Clark Kent. So
he was on my list as well.
Oh, was he on your list? Yeah, I do.
Yeah, he was one of my four. He's got the height. He's like 1.96 meters. He's like 6'4", 6'5". Yeah, he's got the height. He's a good age. He's 25. You know, he's got the chin and the jaw. You know, and he has got the acting chops. So yeah, I definitely had him down.
Yeah. Oh, cool. We're on the same wavelength. This is a rarity, people.
I'll be honest. I'm looking at him right now. I think you guys have. He's going to be tough to beat.
Mm-hmm. So my top two is actually Austin Butler. Okay, I agree with everything Neil said with Elvis. Mm-hmm. The guy can freaking act. And I think he would knock it out the park. The only thing is with Austin Butler is he's an Oscar winner now, and this might be below him. Because you know what's going to happen to Austin Butler now? He's going to have the cream of the crop of scripts. And we're not talking superhero movies where it's like, hey, this is the thing that's going to elevate you here. You know what I mean? And make you a star. No. This guy's in DiCaprio territory right now, right after Romeo and Juliet and Titanic right now. He's in that echelon right now.
He didn't win the Oscar, but he won like the BAFTA and he won a Golden Globe.
It was Brendan Fraser. Sorry.
It was Brendan Fraser.
You know what? This year's Oscar gave him so much buzz that he's at that point where he's going to be cream of the crop and everybody's going to sort him out for his next big role.
Does he want to go for those movies or does he want to get into like a franchise?
Exactly.
Sign up for the DCU, you're going to find it hard to do both.
Exactly. And this is the thing. Like, I honestly think if I was him and if I was his agent and his management team, I would not sign up for a Marvel role or a DC role. I would actually sign up with whoever the best directors are making the next big thing, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And if you are going to do an independent, you're the name of that independent film. So pick the script wisely and pick the collaboration wisely, and because you're going to be the lead of that, and that's going to be the next thing where the Academy is going to be looking at with all eyes and ears on. But that's what, if I was him, that's what I would do. But I wouldn't be surprised if he wasn't on a Superman shortlist somewhere, kind of thing. So you know what I mean. But the guy that really impressed me was Gabriel LaBelle, the lead of The Fabelmans. Okay, Spielberg cast this kid. Okay, sure, The Fabelmans, he's a hella young. He's hella young in that movie. But you got to understand, he's 23 now. So, you know what I mean? And they filmed that during COVID. And you see him in it, is he 20?
20.
Oh, no, I was thinking ahead. So I was thinking ahead. So if he's 20 now, he's going to be 23 by the time they start shooting. Okay, give this kid a steak or a salad, and I know on his IMDb he looks nothing like Superman, but if you watch him in that Spielberg movie, that is young Clark Kent there. The kid's got the mannerisms. He's definitely got everything that made Christopher Reeve great. He just needs a steak. All right, I'm not gonna lie. Like, there are bits where I'm like, that kid looks like Superman. Yeah, you know I mean, like legit, like Superman. And I'm just like, you know what? Like, and it's not even just that, it's mannerisms as well. So, like, I think he's got Clark Kent down to a T kind of thing. It's whether he can present that stoicness, but he's that good an actor. Yeah. I think he could pull it off. And for me to go to see that in someone that doesn't have the build yet is what people generally look at to build the actor up. Okay. Yeah, yeah. But he's my top choice. He's my top choice. The kid can act. He's only ever really done the Fablemans. If you look at his filmography, it's not that many. He was the kid in Predator. You know, he's the child actor in Predator. Okay, so like his movies, you know, ain't quite there yet because he's only done like about three films. The rest are all TV shows, like one episode parts. He's in the upcoming he did eight episodes of American Gigolo. So, you know what I mean? He's definitely in the echelon of actor that would be considered for the Clark Kent role. But he's my top pick out of everyone else. He's the guy.
It's a good shout.
But my ultimate pick would be someone I've never seen before.
I get what you're saying.
Off the table. Yeah,
because what we want is our guy to become Superman, and that's who we know. You know, we don't want to necessarily associate him. And I think that's where I struggle with Austin Butler, because he's played an icon in terms of Elvis Presley. He's had so much variety with that. I don't want to see him as Superman now. So for me, he is past that point.
It's like the notoriety of the role.
Yeah, it's the role as well. Exactly. You look at him and so many people are, he is Elvis and stuff like that. So I don't want that association. And, you know, to play two huge American icons, it's like, calm down, bro. But the thing about with Gabrielle Labelle, just have a look at his age. So he's going to be turning 21 this year, at the end of this year. So they'll obviously start filming next year because it's 2024 next year, releasing in 2025. So he'll be around 21, 22. Now, Christopher Reeves was 24 when he did the first Superman. So it's not out of the realms.
Just true, but remember, 1970s, late 70s, 24, and 2023, 24, or 22.
It's very different. Yeah. Exactly. If you look at like Cheers, they're all like mid-30s. You're like, what? How are they not all 50?
You know what I'm saying?
He was a man. He was a man at 24. Yeah, absolutely. But I totally agree with Sasha. I definitely see that with him, and this kid's got a bright future. So, you know, I'm wondering whether he could actually play the Flash in this universe, someone a bit younger, but we'll see. We'll come to that. So, let me give you my picks for Superman. So I had Jacob Elordi as well, as Sasha said. Another one I had was David Corren Sweat, Coren. Sweet. He, American actor, he's 29 years old.
He's in Pearl.
Yeah, he's in Pearl. And I think he's got the look. He was in Pearl, Look Both Ways, Hollywood, The Politician, which is, I think it's a TV show. So he's been in a few things, but again, he's not had the breakout role. But for me, he's definitely got the looks. Again, he's got the height. He's like, he's 193, so about 6'4" again. And yeah, you know, that little quiff in the hair, and I think he'd be a solid choice. I think I can get the all-American vibe from him. Another one which was kind of more left field, but I think, again, because of who he is in the name now, is Miles Teller. I just love him as an actor, and I just think he has so much range. But I'm just wondering if we know him a little too well. I mean, we don't really. I mean, he's had Whiplash, but, you know, again, it depends. You know, it's not a huge hit. Obviously, it's an amazing film. You know, Top Gun Maverick kind of brought him to more central stage and more people are aware of him. But, you know, he was obviously, you know, Reed Richards, Fantastic Four. So he's had some opportunities, but it's never really happened for him. But I think he could really deliver it. But he wouldn't be my first choice because I just think, again, he's been around a little too long. He's 36 years old, a little bit older, but, you know, an all-American boy, he could definitely pull it off. And the other last one I had was Christian Finlayson. So he has been in for the views. So let me just bring him up on here. Christian Finlayson. Now he was the boy from Brightburn. So.
Wow, so he looked, was Brightburn that long ago? Because he looked like he's a
grown man. Exactly, because I was thinking, I was like, James Gunn likes working with people he's worked with before. Now, I know he was a producer on Brightburn, but, you know, he would have been involved in that. He's aware of the actor. But if you look at some of his, like, headshots now, I'm looking at him going, damn, this guy's grown up. And so it's there. So that was a little bit more left field. I don't know if that's something that would actually happen, but it's a possibility because, again, is someone that is kind of almost done the role, like as a kid, as like an evil Superman. But yeah, so that was my other one. But I think for my top choice, it would probably go to David Corrin Sweat. I think he'd be my top. But I also do like Jacob Elordi. Okay, so those are choices for Superman. Let us know in the comments what your thoughts are on them. Let us know your ideas. Who would you have as Superman? So let's move on to his love interest, who's going to be Lois. Let's change it up. So, Sasha, who have you got for Lois Lane?
Top choice, Camila Mendes from Riverdale. Literally, she played Veronica. If you ever know anything about Archie comics, she plays Veronica. So if you know anything about the character of Veronica, that is more or less like Lois Lane to a T. And not only that, she's smoking. All right, she obviously in that show she's playing a young teen, but obviously she'd be in her 20s. She might be a little older.
I remember her from Palm Springs.
Yeah, she might be a little older. I would have thought, because I'm assuming she must be punching 30 now, but
28. She
definitely,
yeah, she's
28. So she's in that realm where she could act younger, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. She could act younger, and to be honest, I think she's like my first main choice. To be quite honest, I'm going with my first main choice with Lois Lane. Everybody else is kind of like, kind of fell in comparison, kind of thing, but. She's my first main choice. I think she'd be fantastic. She could play that role in her sleep. She's not a big known name at all, unless you actually watch Riverdale. So, yeah, that's my Lois Lane. Going on further than that, someone a little bit older, Rosa Salazar from Battle Angel Alita. I think she's fantastic as an actress. I think she'd probably fit the bill well. Sure, Battle Angel was her first film as a lead. Didn't really take off the way she wanted it to, but you know what? Like, she's not an A-lister. She's still in that realm. I'd say she'd be a good choice, but again, I still go with my number one. Other one new to the list, Jenna Ortega from Scream and most recently Wednesday, would probably fit the bill really well with who I want as Superman, kind of thing.
She's 20. So
yeah. So that would be the dream team, really. And then, you know, other people I thought of, who did I think of? Oh crap, that list is gone. Yeah, I think it doesn't matter who was on that list. They're all old motherfuckers anyway. So, you know what I mean? Like, fuck that list. I think no matter who was on that list, it was like, yeah, they're good and I could see it. But those two, Jenna Ortega and the girl from Riverdale, they're the top two picks for me, hands down. Right. So,
good shout.
I think Olivia Wilde was on that list. And I was like, yeah, I could see Olivia Wilde, but then she's too old.
Yeah. She can't be dating a 20-year-old. Okay,
yeah.
So Neil, who you got? Well, she's dating Harrison.
I pulled out, I had a list on me, boy. So I had Florence Pugh.
Yeah, I considered her. Yeah.
Maya Hawke.
What do we know her from?
She's in Stranger Things.
Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah.
Uma Thurman's daughter. Uma Thurman
and Ethan Hawke's kid. Yeah. I had Natalie Emmanuel. Your favorite, Anya Taylor-Joy.
I considered her as well. I did. I considered her for everything.
I also had Adrienne Palicki.
Oh right, from the Orville.
Mm-hmm. And Jodie Comer. Or Comer. No? Jodie Comer?
Yes. Yes. So she's a fantastic actress, yeah. Oh, no, that's a really good shout. I hadn't thought about Jodie Comer, actually. I quite like that one. Anna Taylor-Joy, I don't think quite fits the low. She seems to have like a very evil face. I think she can do evil very well, or suspicious quite well. And I probably have her more as a villain. But Jodie Comer, yeah, I like that. That's the solid one. So who I had for Lois, I had one, she's a little bit more well-known, but Felicity Jones, I had her from Rogue One. Mm-hmm. I thought she would fit the bill quite well. Someone who is very popular right now is Olivia Cook.
Mm-hmm.
She is like 29 years old. So again, you know, around that 28, 29 mark I was looking at. She's had a few roles. So obviously, she was in Ready Player One. And obviously, most people know now from House of Dragons. And for her in there, but I definitely think she could pull off a Grey Lois Lane, bubbling reporter. And the other one I had, who was more of the lesser known of these, is Sydney Sweeney. So yeah, she's 25 years old. She's in Euphoria.
Mm.
So anybody who watches that show, she's been in a few other things as well, The Voyeurs and White Lotus as well. She's in that. So, and Handmaid's Tale. So she's done a few series roles, but not necessarily breakout movies. So I thought for me, she would be a great fit because again, just that kind of unknown quality. But so that's my Lois Lane. So again, guys, let us know your comments. What do you think about our Lois Lane? Who do we move on to now? I think it's got to be Lex Luthor, right? So Lex needs to be around. Whether he's the main, I probably wouldn't have him as the main villain in this, but he needs to be in it and establish Lex Corp in that world kind of thing. Yeah. So that's what I would do. So I'll go first this time. So in terms of my Lex Luthers, in terms of somebody who I wasn't too sure if I wanted Lex to be a similar age or to be older. And I'm still struggling with that. Yeah, because I did like the dynamic in Smallville where they're kind of the same age. So they're kind of going through the same life troubles at the same stage, but because of the different backgrounds, they're going through different types of struggles. And so I do kind of like that. So whether it's like Lex's naivety in business and him growing his intelligence, or whether he's somebody who's established in that world and he's trying to overcome. And so therefore, maybe it makes a little bit more sense that he's able to overcome Superman in certain ways. So I did kind of struggle with it a little bit. But so I've gone for two younger and two older. So my two younger, one was Timothée Chalamet. I just think he's great as an actor. And I think he can chew up the scenery as Lex Luthor. Another one who can, we know he can play a dark character, is Evan Peters. Obviously, we know him as Quicksilver, but also from the Netflix series, escapes my mind right now.
Dharma.
Yeah. So we know he can play bad. He's somebody who will very much encompass a role. So those are my two choices of younger. For older, I had Jason Isaacs. You probably know from like Harry Potter and stuff like that. I thought he would be a really strong choice because, again, I don't want my Lex Luthor to be too obvious. I don't want too big a name. You know, we've spoken previously about like Bryan Cranston and stuff like that, but I was just like, no, I don't want it to be a case of where you have a really well-known bad guy but not such a well-known Superman. So like you had Gene Hackman was like top billing against Superman. Do you know what I mean? I want it a little bit more on parity. My other choice, which was more left field, was Sterling K. Brown. Want the Sterling K. Brown from the episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, The Box, where he's just like, he's ruthless and it's just like he's calculated the detail. And yeah, I think he could play sinister and bad and just let him spread those evil wings, man, because I mean, This Is Us, he makes you cry every time he's on screen. Man's like full of emotion, but I think he's got that dark side in him. I think he can deliver that. So, So those are my choices. So, Neil, who do you have for Lex Luthor?
I had me a list. I have me a list, right? There's some names in there that made me slightly different. So I'm going to start with the my two youngers, right? Mm-hmm. Because I had some names, but I had two young ones. Timothy Charlemagne was one,
mm-hmm.
but also Bill Skarsgård.
Yes. Okay. I did consider him as well. Yeah.
I mean, after it, I'm like, you can play any villain, bro. I was like, you know, you could just pick. It's like, they don't even have to look like you. You could be like, I want to be Darkseid.
So yes. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see him in John Wick 4 as well, because I know he's playing like a bad guy in that as well. So I kind of want to see him in that. And we might watch that and think, yeah, there's Alexa. Yeah.
So young Billy Skarsgård. The other names I had, I mean, this one's sort of the middle, and I'm trying to pronounce his name. I've been trying to pronounce it since you said the word Lex. Is David Dast McKellen.
Oh, David Dast Malchian, or however you pronounce it.
Yes, that gentleman there, right? I mean, I know, okay, granted, he was in the last iteration of the DCEU. He was Polka Dot Man. I just like him. I just think
he is chilling, man.
Yeah, he is a chilling guy.
And the only reason I didn't put him in my list was because of Suicide Squad, because I think that iteration is going to kind of be there, but he died in the movie, didn't he?
He dies in the movie, so he ain't in it. So I'm like,
depend, because obviously you've got Waller and that's going to be Peacemaker, and whether that's still going to be part of it, because obviously James Gunn says so. That was my only thought. It's like, I can't bring him back if that is still canon and part of it, but he was definitely on my list because he's phenomenal.
Well, him now, I'm like, I'm like, yeah, he can be in it, because I feel like, even though he's in Suicide Squad from the start of it till the end of it, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But even with that, I'm like, nah, you are a guy who can just be present. And I'm like, if he's your boss and you know he's a criminal, he's mm-hmm. not going to shout at you. But the way he says something like, oh, that's disappointing, you feel like, am I going to go home and find my family dead?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, he's the guy. My other three choices, all very famous people. Giancarlo Esposito.
Yeah, I was very tempted.
I mean, very tempted. It's just like everything about him. I think from seeing him in The Boys,
mm-hmm.
he's the guy who he can have a conversation with you, and he could be talking about the weather. Mm-hmm. You know full well that this guy is telling you like every way that he is going to ruin your whole life.
Yeah. I'm rewatching Better Call Saul at the moment, and he's amazing. My only gripe with him is he's been a villain so many times. Do you know what I mean? He's like your go-to villain. He's been the bad guy in Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul. He's in The Boys. He's a Mandalorian. Yeah. And so it's just like, because I actually want to see him as Charles Xavier. I want to see him as the good guy for once. So I kept him as part of my MCU family. But yeah, just a quick one. In terms of David, who you were just speaking before about Lex, did you know he was Veb, the glutinous jelly guy in Ant-Man? He did the voice for that.
Yeah.
Anyway, a little bit of trivia for anybody who doesn't know. Okay, but yeah.
My final two.
Any other choices?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, final two. Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, I'd considered him as well. Yeah.
Right. Bradley Cooper, because I'm like, he is such a kind of, like, he plays that lovable rogue kind of hero in a lot of time in films that you see him in. And I'm just like, yeah, but you also look like you'd be really good at playing a bastard.
Yeah. Could you see him as an older Batman for Batman Brave and the Bold?
No.
No. Okay.
I think he's too kind of, from every film that I've seen him in, he's a bit too kind of happy-go-lucky, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't have the broodingness that I need a Batman to have. Okay. Or a Bruce Wayne to have, yeah. And the last one was Michael Fassbender.
Yeah, I can see that. But I actually have him as somebody else. So, but yeah, it's a strong choice. We haven't seen him for a while either, Michael Fassbender. Mm-hmm. He's kind of been off the radar for a while. So, yeah, I could definitely see that.
Mm.
You know, I'm thinking kind of Prometheus, kind of.
Yeah.
Michael Fassbender.
Which is, you know, I'm sure I know who you have him in mind for. Because originally I wrote him in that role, and then I... what you hear?
Okay. Sash, who do you have?
Glenn Powell was... is it Glenn Powell from Top Gun Maverick? Glenn Powell. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was thinking him. Because I was thinking Rosenbaum-esque kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I like Rosenbaum. But then, you know what? Like, that's low end of the scale. I'm not completely sold on it in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Again, John Hamm was someone I really thought as well. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, I'm the opposite to you. I want a known name for Lex Luthor. Because, whenever you're doing casting, if you have an unknown as the lead, and that's why there's a reason why they did that, the casting the way they did with the original Superman and even every Superman since, you need the actor that brings gravitas. So,
same as Batman. Same as Batman.
So, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, Lex Luthor would be the big name for the pitcher, you know, him or Jonathan Kent, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, another name I thought maybe was Ralph Fiennes, you know, because he's a great villain. And, you know,
you can see him in the menu.
It's like, but then, you know, again, too obvious.
Mm-hmm. It's like Mark Strong. It's just too obvious.
another name, and this isn't on your on anybody's list, but it's actually Vin Diesel. Okay. And the reason Vin Diesel is, I remember a time when he did make decent films before he did the Fast and Furious, like Boiler Room and you know, Knock Around Guys and stuff like that. Okay,
where it was actually a long time ago, Perk.
However, he does look like the animated series one, and you know, it'll be nice to see him do something to sink his teeth in. But again, like the actors I mentioned before, very low end of the spectrum, probably the last guy on the list, basically, because it's like, should we give him a shot? I don't know. Let's do it for a laugh and see what we get out the thing. Okay. So my first big gun, and it's the obvious choice, and it is Bryan Cranston.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but it is Bryan Cranston to me. That's my first big gun. This is my top three, okay?
I kept him as Mr. Freeze for the Batman. That's why I've kept him on the side.
Oh, okay. Now, he'd be my Lex Luthor, but one of my top three. The second one is actually Denzel Washington.
I did consider him. Yeah.
Okay. It's actually Denzel, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's charming enough. He can do the villain thing. We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
But my number one choice, my A-list actor, if I was to cast as Lex Luthor, is DiCaprio. Stop. Yeah. Think about it for a sec.
Yeah, no, I don't need to.
Think Django. Think Django. Think every dramatic role he's ever done. He can do it. He's never done a superhero movie before in his life.
Mm. No.
It's quite literally, he fits the age group where he's in between stuff, where he could do young-ish, but he can do older, you know what I mean? Or he could act himself, you know what I mean? And let's face it, if you made Lois Lane 19, man, you know, it's in the gap for him, you know? So. So that would be, look, here's the thing. If they announced DiCaprio as Lex Luthor, the whole world would be like, damn, it's one of those castings. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You can't say he's a shit actor, but I would love to see him as Lex. I would actually, you know, now that I've said it, it's DiCaprio. But if they said Bryan Cranston, it's an obvious choice. You know what I mean? Like, hands down. But those are my top three for Lex. And I don't know. What thoughts on DiCaprio for both of you guys, honestly?
I like it. Yeah, I like it. I've never had any issues with it. I think everything about him as an actor just screams he needs to headline a superhero movie, just not be the hero.
Yeah, agree. He'd make a good Mr. Sinister. Okay, maybe not. Okay, so, get rich guy.
It's all right. So let's move on because we're pushing for time now. So I'm just gonna go through some of my other ones. So for Jimmy, I had Jarrell Jerome. I think he's a fantastically talented young actor. I think When They See Us. When They See Us, yeah, just amazing in that. My other option for Jimmy was Jack Quaid. I could definitely see him as a Jimmy from The Boys. My other one was Joe Keery. So I had him more as a Jimmy. For Perry, I had Scott Bakula from Quantum Leap and Star Trek. Eric Banner, I thought he could bring some gravitas to the role, and we haven't seen him in a while. This might be a bit too similar to Man of Steel, but I also had Forrest Whitaker. I thought he could deliver a good Perry. Or the alternative was Andre Braugher from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, the captain. I thought he could be a really great Perry White. Because you need that Perry White who's stern, but also can put his arm around you and tell you it's going to be okay and give you the direction that you need. For Jarrell, again, if I had creative control, is my movie, Daniel Day-Lewis. I'm just like, that's where I spend the budget. Do you know what I mean? Because it's like, they did it in the first Superman. They were like, right, Jarrell, we're going to pay that man all the money in the world to have our guy as Jarrell, Marlon Brando. So yeah, Daniel Day-Lewis. My other choice was Michael Fassbender. So he was my choice potentially for Jarrell. For Martha, I had Laura Linney, probably most notably for Ozarks on Netflix. All the other option was Julianne Moore. So I had that for Martha. And I had one person for Jonathan Kent, Brendan Fraser. So, I've got nothing else to say about that. That's my number one pick. That's my gravitas to the movie. Oscar winner, Brendan Fraser as Jonathan. So, guys, who do you have sort of like the Jimmy, Perry, Jarrell, Martha, Jonathan? Neil, do you rattle some names off?
Right, okay. I have no one for Perry. Jimmy. I have no one for Jimmy. My choices for Perry, I had Brendan Fraser. Mark Hamill.
Ooh.
Kurt Russell.
Oh, okay.
Scott Glenn.
Uh-huh.
And shooting in the dark, Mel Gibson.
For me, Mel's probably just a little bit too much at the moment for that kind of franchise. But yeah. I do like some of those choices. Yeah, Kurt Russell, actually. That's an interesting one. I quite like that.
We're going to see some crossovers in a minute. So, Jarrell, I had Stellan Skarsgård.
Okay, yep.
Right. Oscar Isaacs.
Oh, okay.
Javier Bardem.
Yeah, I can see Javier.
And Keanu Reeves.
Can't see Keanu. I don't see him parting wisdom
Yeah.
that might sound harsh, but yeah, I don't see it. But yeah, no, some of the other choices, yeah, I can see that. But out of those, probably for me, Bardem is probably the one.
Yeah, you and my guy.
Yeah.
Right. For Laura, I had Rebecca Ferguson.
Yeah.
Rosario Dawson.
Mm-hmm.
Salma Hayek.
Okay.
Mila Jovovich.
Mm-hmm.
And Elodie Yoon. She's Elektra in the Daredevils.
Right.
Okay.
And, I like Rebecca Ferguson.
And for Jonathan and Martha, I had Brenda Fraser.
Nice.
Kurt Russell.
Right.
Right. I also had Ewan McGregor.
Ooh, okay.
Right. Josh Brolin.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I consider Josh.
Yeah. And Michael Rooker.
I considered Michael as well. Yes. Again, the reason I didn't pick him was because of Suicide Squad. So, okay.
And for Martha, this is a wild list. If I'm concerned, Jamie Lee Curtis,
mm-hmm.
Sigourney Weaver,
Sigourney, I can see,
mm-hmm. Kate Winslet,
ooh.
Neve Campbell.
Yeah, I've seen her some stuff lately. I can see it, but it wouldn't be my choice.
And Jodie Foster.
I think Jodie Foster is just too much trouble.
If I had creative control and I'm the one on the set and they got to listen to me, I was like, they know trouble. They know trouble.
Okay, all right.
I already called anybody.
All right, some choices there. Okay, Sasha, who do you have for some of the other roles?
Okay, for Jimmy Olsen, Gabriel Basso, Jack Quaid, agreed with Jack Quaid. Matt Lintz, because he's a lot younger. He's from The Walking Dead and Pixels and stuff.
Uh-huh. Oh, and that's it. Okay. Right.
Oh, yeah. And Jack Champion. And Justin Smith from Detective Pikachu. Yeah, that guy.
Oh, yeah, okay. Justin Smith, that's a good show, actually. And especially after seeing him in D&D. Dungeons & Dragons. Yeah, I can see
that. So, my Pa Kent, Mel Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, not Pa Kent. Sorry. Perry White.
Perry. Oh, so you have Mel as well. Interesting.
Yeah. Harrison Ford.
Mm.
Being a grumpy old man, shouting and stuff. Tommy Lee Jones, because that's all he plays. Mark Hamill, because I want to give him a dog a bone, and I think he'd be able to do good things with that.
Okay. Yeah, Neil said that as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Dennis Haybert from 24, President Palmer himself.
Oh, yes.
If you wanted to do, now the thing is, it's all about doing something different with Perry White, okay? Mm-hmm. And you're not going to get anything different than casting a guy that is famous for shouting, Samuel L. Jackson.
I considered him, and I was
he'd be so different.
It would.
You couldn't compare him. You could not compare him to J. Jonah Jameson.
But you know what? It's weird. At the same time, it works because think of Nick Fury in Avengers 1 and say Age of Ultron, or even like Iron Man 2, especially when he's like, you know, he's just like, yeah, you got this, right? And he's just like, you got it. And he's offered his bit.
If you want to go with someone with a similar kind of flavor, flavor for what that kind of thing is.
Mm.
How about what's his face? Ice Cube.
Oh,
big 21 Jump Street.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, 21 Jump Street. Yeah. Not for you. Fair enough. Because the thing is, it's kind of like, how do you make him different than J. Jonah Jameson? Yeah, have it be your known name. Everyone else was kind of stereotypical what you thought he would be, kind of thing. Mm. And then, you know, I changed it up a bit. I guess with Dennis Haber, it would be a little bit more of like an advisor kind of thing. But then, you know what I mean? It'd probably be a bit too soft. But yeah, that's why I went with Samuel and Ice Cube. But anyway, yeah. Martha Kent, I only had two contenders. And I agree with you with Sigourney Weaver. But Neil and Jamie Lee Curtis. However, you know what? I want to do a throwback to the legacy of Superman. Okay? And there's no one better, and she's proven it's Annette O'Toole from Smallville and Superman 3. Okay? Like, she's not done movies. I'm pretty sure every Yeah, she was in Superman.
Oh, no,
Lana Lang. But, you know, she's not in a lot of movies these days. And, like, I'm sure it would be different than a series. You know what I mean? And playing a different interpretation of the character, playing it older as well. You know, but, you know, that's kind of like a legacy throwback kind of thing, you know, where it's like, oh, my God, she's back in that role. You know, not Terry Hatcher. I can't see Terry Hatcher play anything but, like, OG Lois Lane. But, you know, that's gone.
I get the throwback, but she's already played, you know, Martha. She's already played.
Well, I got another person like that coming, okay?
Okay, so who else you have?
Jonathan Kent, I got two people, and you've mentioned them both, Neil. Ewan McGregor was actually my first choice. And Kurt Russell, because it's Kurt Russell, and I think he'd suit the role perfectly.
That's good. The other person I had considered was Keith Sutherland. He was the other person.
Ooh, good shout. Very good shout. In fact, that's really good casting.
I hear you say that.
Cheers,
and I hear you say that, and weirdly enough, I see him like Lex.
What? I could, you really? Know what? He could do Lex.
He could do Perry as well. But
To be quite honest, if you look back at his 80s roles where he's played a real hardcore villain quite a few times, that guy is very diverse. And if you see him in Dark City, you know what? I watched Dark City the first time in a real long time, like, what was it, about 4 years ago? And, you know, when I saw it back in the day, I could take him for who the character he was. And, you know, it was like fine. But when I watch it now, I don't believe he's that character because of Jack Bauer. Because in Dark City, he's playing like a really nerdy scientist that's kind of like more like a Clark Kent. And I'd seen him do that and start crying and shit like that. It's like, I just don't buy it, man. Anymore.
You see where you're like, dim some fake crocodile tears that you're getting so he gets closer to you.
Okay, so that's our creative casting. Sasha, do you have anything else?
Oh, wait, no.
Jarrell,
Jarrell. I can't divorce myself from Russell Crowe. He was just so damn good. That's just me.
Yeah, he was.
I'm open to anybody else. You know what I mean? Like, whoever they pick, fine. But he's one person that was the perfect Jarrell, the perfect choice when they casted him as well.
Great voice, delivery.
Yeah, and the way I see it is, you have to get that kind of caliber actor as Jarrell. You know what I mean? If you were to go older, the obvious choice would be Anthony Hopkins, but. You know what I mean? Like, he's already like Thor's daddy. You know what I mean? You can't do that. But like, realistically, I was like, outside of that guy who's Thor's dad,
Ian McKellen.
Like, no, not at all.
No.
Like, I'm looking for a Brando and esque. You know what I mean? And I can't.
That's why I said Daniel Day-Lewis. That's why he was my choice.
No, I don't see it. Again, I just don't see it. But yeah, and you never get Daniel Day-Lewis. You would if never I, get I, that.
If I Daniel Day-Lewis in a Superman film, I would expect
it's my creative play. Control. Let's I can have what I want. But yeah, for me, I wouldn't go through the route that they went with Man of Steel and have him completely visual. I'd have it more as a hologram. I wouldn't have it realistic looking. That'd be my creative choice on it. But yeah.
But you know what? Can I interject for a second?
Mm-hmm.
Mac Daddy Soprano, who would be the perfect, or in one way of thinking, he would have been perfect as Jor-El, but mm-hmm. he, for several reasons, can't be Jor-El. Morgan Freeman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I could see exactly what you're going for with Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, yeah.
I could totally see it because it's that stature of actor with that gravitas. And I totally get that. But like, you know, outside of Russell Crowe, there probably is. I'm just not thinking right. Yeah, you know I mean, I'm just not thinking.
Well, no, look, some really solid choices there.
Dang it.
Yeah, we nailed it. So, yeah, guys,
you know let us what? Know what you thought. Know what? I've got it. I've actually thought about it. Two wild card. No, not that guy. Daniel Craig.
I did consider Daniel Craig, but I just didn't think he was old enough.
Well, let's go through all the Bonds. What about Pierce?
He's just been in Shazam. Irish Jor-El. Otherwise, I would have had him in the movie potentially as well. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Christoph Waltz.
I like it. I do like it.
Mm-hmm. No, you know what? You nailed it because of Battle Angel.
Mm-hmm. The way he was able to be that mentor in that. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Nailed it. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to shout out some suggestions. I went on Twitter earlier and asked people what they thought about some ideas in terms of who they had. So Wizard Podcast, they said Tommy Wiseau as Lex Luthor. so my reply was, oh, hi, Clark. Ice screen for movies. We had Lois for the new DCU. Call me nuts, but I'm throwing it out there. I think Ana de Armas for Lois. Mm. I hate it. Let's watch it. I can see Billy Zane as Lex. And Zoe Dosh as Lois. What's she been in? She was in Not Okay, Vampire Academy, Why Him? So, yeah, I can see that. I can see that. Good age as well, 28 years old. So, okay. Let's have a look at some of the other posts that I had on this one. Can't decide for anyone for Supes. Such a tough decision. But for Lex Luthor, Idris Elba would be boss. That was the superhero thing podcast. So, you know Idris Elba.
Do you know who would
be I considered him, but again, because he was Bloodsport,
yeah.
I took him out.
Mm-hmm. Nah, do you know who'd be lovely?
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, if I had creative control, it's cool. Jonathan Majors.
Yeah.
Well, that guy can play anything.
You want someone who's nice, but obviously under the surface is like, if I hit you, you're not waking up. Jonathan Majors.
Yeah, and then we had Will. His comment, Idris, would be amazing, but I can only see Jesse Eisenberg as Lex. Such a perfect casting.
What?
I can't tell if that's sarcasm or not. So, Will.
Burn that guy from your friends.
Will, you made your choice, mate. Stick with it.
Wow, that's something. So thanks very much for your ideas, guys. Appreciate that. So, guys, let us know what you think about our casting. Did we nail it? Who was your favorite? So get on the comments, let you know. Let us know who you want for Superman, Lois, Lex, Jimmy, Jor-El, all of that. We really want to hear it. Thank you very much, guys, for joining me today. Really appreciate some really great thoughts there. I think across the board, we nailed it. We'd make a hell of a movie, guaranteed. And that's it. So until next time, thank you very much and peace out.